This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 672, an excerpt from the book Who's Your Mic? Part 1 by Kurt Wilkin. And I'm your host and narrator. My name is Dan, and I am here with you each and every day. But today I'm doing something a little bit different than normal. What I'm going to do is narrate an excerpt from a book. And it is a little bit longer than normal, so I'm going to split it up into two posts. We'll do a half today, half tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you more about the author of this book right after I'm done. So for now, let's get right to that excerpt as we start optimizing your life. An excerpt from the book, Who's Your Mic? Part 1 by Kurt Wilkin. Do you have a mic? He's been by your side from the beginning, and he's been incredibly loyal, someone you could count on. But now you're facing your new hyper-growth reality. And you know he's going to make a ton of mistakes as he learns lessons the hard way, inevitably stunting your company's growth in the process. Do you move him into an individual contributor role and bring in a more experienced person to lead the team? Do you try and coach him up or make the hard choice to let him go? I bet this sounds familiar. I've seen some version of this play out with virtually every entrepreneurial client, friend, or peer I know. But I know you have or have had one. Someone who's been by your side for much of your journey, loyal and willing to do almost anything that's asked. They've been rewarded with promotions and responsibilities to the point where their titles are inflated and they're so far over their heads that they're at risk of imploding, and they're utterly exhausted. It's one thing to recognize you have a mic and acknowledge that they're holding you and your company back. It's another thing altogether to take the hard steps to do something about it. As you scale your business, there are steps you need to take in order to professionalize it. One of the main things holding your mic back is often one of the reasons he was so great early on. They're a bootstrapper who isn't afraid to roll up their sleeves. They won't ask their team to do anything they won't do. But that's the thing, they never built a team. They struggle with delegation and tend to do things themselves. Truth be told, this is a common struggle for many entrepreneurs too. If you've promoted a mic to a key role that he simply can't handle, something has to change. You're going to have some challenging conversations, and you may have to make some difficult decisions. But there's not one right answer. Every situation is different. In some cases, Mike may be willing to take a step back and admit this isn't working, or maybe he volunteers to leave for a leadership role with a smaller company. In some cases, Mike may be coachable and can either stay in his existing role and grow into it, or take a lesser role and acquiesce to a more experienced leader while he hopes to grow into a future leader, whether for your company or for a future employer. Unfortunately, sometimes Mike simply doesn't have a role going forward. He may be super important to you personally, but has become a liability professionally. In the worst case scenario, you lose your friend and former go-to guy because you just can't reconcile the needs of the business with the complicated emotions and egos at play. Again, Mike doesn't necessarily have to go. In fact, in many cases, Mike can be moved into an individual contributor role and leverage his work ethic and history with the company. With Mike, like most of the characters we'll discuss here, how you handle the situation often depends on their personalities, your relationship with them, and the work that needs to get done. The bottom line is that when you realize you have a Mike on your team, you're going to have to take action. Mike's in over his head, but you aren't, at least not yet. You don't have to sync with your legacy team. This is hard work. No one promised it wouldn't be. But if you really think about it, deep down in your heart, you're probably thinking about someone or someones on your team right now. They're probably very well-intentioned and have been there for you in the past, but unfortunately, they're holding you and the company back. I'd like to shift the conversation from, what do we do with Mike? To, what if we had a superstar instead of Mike? Imagine that you have someone in that role who has been where you want to go, someone who has previously doubled or tripled a company like yours, someone who has experience negotiating multi-million dollar deals, or scaling up operations, or integrating multiple acquisitions. I don't necessarily mind learning lessons the hard way at times. That's actually how I learn best. But it's pretty amazing to have someone on your team who has been through the battles, who has already learned those lessons and has the scars to prove it. You want to leverage those lessons learned and get there faster, stronger, and more efficiently. There's no reason why we need to learn all of these lessons the hard way. This entrepreneurial stuff is tough enough already. Challenging? Yes, but a necessary part of the process if you want to professionalize your team, scale your business, and take it to the proverbial next level. As my mom used to say, if it were easy, everybody would do it. You just listened to an excerpt from the book, Who's Your Mike? By Kurt Wilkin. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks to Kurt, and let me tell you a little bit about him. As an entrepreneur, Kurt has experienced growing, scaling, and exiting high-growth companies, and now devotes his time to helping business leaders unlock their own success. His responsibilities include strategic client consultation, client satisfaction, recruiting, and practice development. His success as an entrepreneur stems from his ability to build long-term relationships with clients, attract a loyal team of dedicated leaders and associates, and constantly deliver on commitments. And he is the founder of HireBetter.com, and he's doing some great work there. So come by the site HireBetter.com for a lot more. But that does it for today's show. I thank you for listening and being a subscriber. And I'm going to see you right back here tomorrow where we're going to have more from Kurt and where your optimal life awaits.